You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Football Friday. It's an NFL Friday. Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Nick Shook's interview yesterday really shook a lot of people out there.
Yeah,
my mentions were just filth. Every
just
time
you're an utter filth.
Every time somebody making fun of the way Nick looks, which is a D move. Like, guys, be above that a little bit. In all honesty, as a guy who takes nothing seriously, that's an a-hole move. Not that people on social media are above that, but having takes about his takes and all this, that, and the other. But he put forth something. If you missed the whole thing, you can check it out on 92.3 Fans YouTube or, of course, the Odyssey app. But NFL.com's Nick Shook, Cleveland's own, joined us late in the show yesterday and shaped his two-year plan for the Browns.
The two-year plan for me is find a bridge, find a veteran. Kirk Cousins has had a really good stretch of the last couple of games. He has familiarity with Kevin Stefanski. I would expect them to pick up the phone, especially if Stefanski is still the coach of this team. Go get yourself a bridge quarterback, a veteran who could play well, and give yourself a bit of temporary stability so that you don't have to spend one of those first round picks on a quarterback and spend those two first round picks on positions of need.
So should the convo, instead of being Shador versus your first round pick for the quarterback, should convo really be Shador versus Kirk Cousins?
No, definitely not. I'm not in the Kirk Cousins business. I'm not in the business of paying Kirk Cousins the amount of money needed to get Kirk Cousins to come here and play football. And so that's going to be a no for me, dog.
There's just no veteran that's available right now. I'm not giving up a draft pick for Mac Jones. No, thank you. I'm not taking on money for Kyler Murray or doing a contract swap for Kyler Murray or Tua. Kirk Cousins is old and washed, even if Kevin Stefanski still is here. I understand that there's a lot of risk and that people just want to boil it down to, are you really going to do X, Y, and Z and start a fifth round pick? I don't know what to tell you if you still think Shador is a fifth-round talent after the last four games. And I don't know why it's hard for people to project out, all right, if we have a really salient offensive line, if we have a coach who builds an offense around Shador, I'd rather waste a year and Shador goes in 8 games in and we go, well, he's not good enough to start here. That's fine. I'd rather do that than get 8 games in and find out the same thing with Kirk Cousins.
Well, and then even with that, with the idea with Shador, you go 8 games in, you find out that he's not the guy, then all right, then you position yourself for the draft this upcoming season.
Yeah.
And like you make that work. Whereas if you go Kirk Cousins for a year, what are you doing? Anytime you get Kirk Cousins, if you want to bring back Derek Carr from the dead, like all these guys, you're not accomplishing anything. You're just wasting a season, and you might end up 6, 7, 8 wins where you're not getting anything in return either.
Everything that Nick said about Kirk Cousins and stabilizing the ship, everything he said about Kirk, you can do with Shador. Everything. Shador being a salient, he doesn't have to be great. If Shador is just decent next year, you'll stabilize the ship and be able to develop an offense and be ready for 2027.
Well, obviously opening the door to the idea that Shador could be more than just the one-year guy as well. And like if you can pull that off, is as unlikely as it seems to a lot of people listening out there right now, if you can pull that off, that is worth its weight in gold. That's what you're searching for.
Well, and I think specific to what you're saying, I think the other reason why it matters is with Kirk Cousins, if Kirk Cousins plays poor the first four games, it's like Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
You're looking at this go, there's no reason to believe this is going to get any better.
Right, and then the season's just over.
Whereas with a young quarterback, yeah, especially one that has shown that he can develop, Shador is night and day. Yes, he holds the ball too long still, but look at his pocket presence alone, and look at some of the little reads that he's making. He's not making every read, but he is making some reads that he wasn't making the first half against Baltimore. Like, those are real things, guys. So he's shown you he can develop some. I understand. You get the first pick, it's going to be hard to pass on Fernando Mendoza, and everyone's going to lose their mind. But Shador versus Kirk Cousins, what in the bleep are you doing?
Omaha! All right, Nick Saban was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he gave his thoughts on James Madison and Tulane and all these group of five teams playing over the weekend in the playoff.
Look, would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it. I don't even know the name of it. Would you let them in the World Series playoffs?
I don't think they do. No, you know, I don't think.
No, they don't, but I'm saying, but that's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets in to the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't.
That is low-key funny, McAfee not really knowing what to do there. It was just like, oh, okay, you know, I don't think they let the AAA team play in the World Series playoffs, as he calls it, the World Series playoffs.
It's interesting. I think Nick Saban always, to me, has been a guy who has what I find to be authentic and interesting, nuanced takes on almost everything in college football. This does not meet that standard. This is a really lazy take from Nick Saban that is, quite frankly, part and parcel with what ESPN wants to put out there. And I don't love it from Nick.
But it's a big brand name is what it is.
Yeah.
He wants the big brands out there. And I've told you, I'm a brand snob. I like the big brands playing on Saturday. I do. I like it better than JMU or Tulane.
Yeah, I don't think any first round matchups most years are going to be that competitive. I know because I've watched it with the...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Expanded playoffs before we got to even this far. So I don't think it necessarily matters whether it's JMU or whether it's Notre Dame getting housed by 20 points. I just think we can have a conversation when it comes to a guy like Nick Saban. You and I can say whatever the hell we want.
We're tacos.
We're schmoes until I get my Heisman vote.
Saban legitimately was going to run the sport.
Yeah,
at one point.
Like, this is a huge voice. And I think Nick having... you know, been an assistant, sorry, been a head, the head coach at Toledo. Nick, having experience in Group of Five, I think he could use his platform to speak as much for them as he does for Alabama and LSU and Michigan State. They have enough people speaking for them.
No, I think you're right on this. I think this is the ESPN part of Saban that has kind of seeped in. The whole reason why the college football playoff in general exists, it's all because of ESPN. It's because of the money that you can make off of ESPN. And a lot of these, whether it's commissioners or power brokers at the top of the NCAA, they stopped acting like it's about football and understood it's a TV product. And this speaks more to TV product than anything.
A crazy ending to an otherwise lopsided Thursday night matchup as the Seahawks trailed by 16 points with 9 minutes to go against the Rams and somehow won the game 38-37 in overtime. Thank you, Dr. Vinny Bumbatz of New York there. The Seahawks are the number one seed in the NFC. Are they the best team in the NFC?
No, I'm still not buying the Seahawks. I just watched too many games. I like that Darnold played well last night. For the previous, five, six games, he had not looked the same. It had not been going great, and so congrats, he got a 12-win season once again. It truly is incredible, but no, I'm not buying into the Seahawks. Their defense is really good, though.
I think Sam is a good regular season quarterback. I think when you get him against elite quarterbacks, and not just that, in the playoffs, elite defenses, I think he's going to have at least one I-just-messed-myself game.
He throws so many picks. He just turns the ball over it. And
he does shy away from the big moments. I know last night he had a couple big plays in this, but he does, he turtles a lot in late regular season games.
I told you the second-to-last drive they had in the fourth quarter, it was a third and five play, and he got sacked, and it wasn't even close. And then they ended up getting the ball back as the Rams went three and out, and you got, 45 seconds to make something happen and get it done in regulation, and he takes another miserable sack. He's a very frustrating player to watch start to finish, and even if you're watching the good parts, you're still frustrated by him.
You need to tap your chest there, Mac. That was a slow.
No, there was still time left on the clock. That's why I
still pointed at you.
Okay, I gotcha.
LeBron James. So LeBron had a nice game last night. He really did. He played. It was a good game. But he was asked after the game if Keontae George is an all-star, and this was his response.
I'm the wrong guy to ask that question, champ. I watch YouTube golf these days, so I'm the wrong guy to ask about that. You know, he played great tonight. He played great last time we played him, and he's playing good ball versus us. But, yeah, I'm more on the Brian Burrows and Grant Horvat and Bryson DeChambeau and the rest of those guys. So,
not great that LeBron watches as much YouTube golf as I do.
I don't believe him.
It's not a good sign. You don't believe him?
No, well, I mean, I believe he watches a lot of YouTube golf. I think that's a really nice spot where LeBron can elevate George, who, by the way, was the 24th pick 2 years ago, and I think he's the leading scorer on Washington. It's a really nice player. As a matter of fact, if the Wizards put together a package for Darius Garland, that would be one of the guys
He just didn't want to say something nice about Keontae?
I don't know that he didn't want to. It's he just missed a great opportunity. I think LeBron, there's something about LeBron, and I think it's great players. Michael had this too, where sometimes they struggle to put over young players. I think it's a greatest sign of a really secure, all-time great if they can just go, this kid's a really nice player. He's totally outperformed his draft position. I love what he's doing. Can't wait to see what's next.
All right, good spin out of you. I was thinking more, this just means LeBron really is as cooked as I think he might be, even though he's playing well, but we've both been in that locker room after Cavs games when LeBron was here, and he is laser-eyed on, I'll never forget it, just laser-eyed onto that TV that they had that was installed directly across from his locker room so he could just never miss a minute of the NBA. He's an NBA junkie, and the idea that now he's obsessed with YouTube golf videos in the way that I am, that's not great for business.
Yeah, I don't. I think I said the wrong George. The idea that LeBron... I think it can be both, by the way, but I really want LeBron, because I think this is his last year. I think he's fed up with what's going on in LA. I think he played because it's year 23 and all this stuff. I really wish LeBron spent his final year building up some of these young dudes. And I know he does it for guys like Shea. I've heard him say great, but I'm talking about dudes who are your second best player on your worst Cavs team. Those are kind of the guys that I think probably appreciate a little bit of glaze from LeBron more so than SGA doesn't need to hear it. SGA knows it. You should still do it, but build up some of these other kids too.
Well, you just remember it for the rest of your life.
I definitely confused Keyonte George and Keyshawn George.
It's Utah.
Yeah. But both Georges are very good.
They played, it was part of the clip. I mean, they played together last night. That was
they're
the whole idea.
They're no Eddie George.
That's okay then.
Shador and a bounce back game are more of the same. It rhymed in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.